Instagram, you know, that sloppy sauce is coming from every angle. But there's core wounds that will make their ways into a sentence that will make everyone else go, what the hell is happening? And mm-hmm. one of these core wounds, I can't believe it's in the book. And I really want to drill down on this because I also think Britney Spears had such a small amount of formative time at home. Like from the age of 10 and 11, in Lynn's words, they're taking her to New York City to book a role and they had no money and they all had to split one hotel room as a family, but there was no pressure to book.
No pressure at all. And you always have your family.
You always have, and faith.
And faith. And your dolls.
And your dolls. Okay. That is the number one core trauma. So I don't know if you're going to remember this, but Britney started posting, my mom gave away my dolls and you couldn't even keep my dolls. You couldn't even keep my dolls. Then Lynn Spears, who apparently doesn't have her phone number anymore or has been blocked on every single platform, had to post on Instagram, I still have your dolls. And if you guys are thinking I'm like on a joke run right now, I'm not. I'm just telling you, I'm reporting from Instagram.
This is journalism, directly.
Journalism is Lynn Spears posted pictures of these haunted fucking dolls. And she was like, no, I still have your dolls here. Britney seems to believe Lynn has given away her dolls. And I was shocked to find the dolls on page 17 of this memoir.
Wow. Let's find them. Here we go.
Do you want to read from it? It is the second paragraph.
Ah, yes. A daughter to have tea parties with. I'd braid her hair. Luckily for me, Brit loved being a girl. She collected dolls. Parenthesis. Even today, her room is filled with curio cabinets containing dozens of Madame Alexander's porcelain dolls and dainty miniature shoes. End parenthesis. Delighted in frilly clothes and always seemed to get into her mama's makeup. But along with all that sugar, there was also a bit of spice. Britney could be a handful.
Okay, bitch. This is her book. But dozens of dolls. And I just think we've uncovered something here because Lynn Spears posted one goddamn doll when she said, I didn't get rid of your dolls. And so I think Britney's point stands. She got rid of her Madame Alexander's.
And let's go over what dozens means. Dozens means several sets of 12.
We're in the 46 range, so she should have been able to show us footage of 46 goddamn haunted porcelain fucking dolls.
A whole bookcase sitting with filled with dolls is what I wanted to see.
And you know what? Let me just take a moment. Mm-hmm. I'd like to report live from the scene of Lynn Spears' Instagram. I just want to really hone in on this, unless maybe she's archived the post. Now, another fun fact, I think I've talked about this before, is that Lynn Spears is fully in a MLM these days.
Of course. Which one?
Rodan and Fields.
Are they the women in STEM who made Proactive?
Oh, I don't know. That'd be a nice way to say it for sure. Is that what it is? Okay, here we go. November 9th, 2023. I would never sell my daughter's things. Get your facts straight at Daily Mail. We've got a picture of a hat and a white shirt. Then we have Lynn sitting sadly by the fireplace. The white shirt is on her knees. The hat, it's just the same two items, but now with her sad face by the fireplace. Okay, and that's it. Where are the dolls? Oh, yes, okay. And then she said, hi, different post, live from the scene. At Britney Spears, I'm not sure who told you I got rid of your dolls and journals, but I would never do that. That would be cruel because I know how much they mean to you. They are special to me too because over the years, we have spent collecting them. Of course, I still have your things and I'm happy to send them to you if you'd like me to. Please let me know and know how much I love you. Then on the bed is just a single journal. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then I think, you know what? I can see about 10 dolls in this.
That's not dozens.
It's not dozens for sure.
Okay. And if she's like, you know, I would love to send them to you. Give me your address. I'll come find you.
I would love to come find you. Could we hit the ATM on the way there? Right. So also similar to Lynn's memoir. Well, exactly the same. She writes poems in her memoir that she published. And she wrote poems in the mother-daughter book as well.
A lot of poems.
Okay, so let's read one of the poems in this book. My Little Star by Lynn Spears. Winter is gone, spring is here. Life seems so good, it's a new year. She's a great gift, a gift of spring. You just enjoy watching, she will dance and sing. Cruel world, turn away, spare my little star. Let her wit and charming beauty go very far. There's a kindred spirit that's thrilling to see. The